We are diverse, independent, and yours. CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.
Well, this here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes. Nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please. In color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome, dear listener, to another edition of Cheese Please with yours truly. My name is... Let me read my name tag here. I forgot to put my glasses on. There we go. It's Snarf Dude.
It's a good thing.
What's a Snarf Dude?
Exactly what you are.
Oh, wow! Hey! Yeah, and my cohort here is...
Daffodil.
Why are you named after a flower?
You can ask my mother that question the next time you see her.
Well, yeah, we gotta take a spin by the commune at some point to see Mom. And, well, she really doesn't like me.
She doesn't dislike you, but you complained about her meatloaf and she's never forgiven you for it.
It had this spicy stuff in it. It was a little hard on my stomach. I had to take some of that pink stuff after I ate it.
Well, I'm sorry. That's how she makes meatloaf. It's not how I make meatloaf, yeah. But that's how she makes meatloaf.
Well, fine. Anyway, on the show this week, we have a guy that created a badger song. A song about badgers. And he came out with a whole album of Love and Laughter. That's what he calls it. Bobby J. Griffiths. Did I say that right?
Yeah, close enough.
Okay. Coming up a little later on top of that, a chart-topping cheesy from 1975 about a great boxer that has now passed. But the song itself is kind of cheesy.
Very much so.
We'll play it a little later on. But hey, you know, it's time to do the hardcore polka that everyone likes. Well,
I like hardcore polka.
Most people like. Right?
Yes.
Okay. We've got the Guggenheimer Sauerkraut Band coming up with Rain Polka. But we're starting off a little classic polka, well, classical music polka style, with Blue Danube.
Right. That's here. Danube.
Oh, sorry.
Blue Danube.
Whatever on.
Cheese, please.
Thank you.
Say cheese, please.
Peas, peas.
Cheese, please.
Cheese, cheese, peas, peas.
Cheese, please.
Cheese walls. Cheese lights.
Cheese, please.
Cheese. Hey, I got a cat attacking me, Daffodil. Help me. Help me, Daffodil.
You're on your own.
Oh, thank you. With Rain Polka and that going out to and done by the Guggenheimer Sauerkraut Band. Before that, we had Blue
Danube.
Thank you. I was hoping you'd do that.
You're welcome.
Because it's not Danube, like I said earlier.
No, it is really not Danube.
With the Guggenheimer. Yeah. Guggenheimer Sauerkraut Band. There.
Yes.
I wonder that if you hang around them at Oktoberfest, they'd have a lot of food.
I just wonder if they have a Glockenspiel.
Glockenspiel?
Yes, because there should be a Glockenspiel in the Guggenheimer Sauerkraut Band.
Why?
Because it's fun to say.
Oh, okay. I was just thinking the food, you know, the whole Oktoberfest and
sausages and sauerkraut.
Yeah.
Beer.
Beer. That'd be fun to have around, don't you think? And this probably explains some of their playing on a couple of those cuts.
Especially
the Blue Danube. My name is Snarf Dude.
My name is Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please.
The wacky, the warped, the weird. And
every single week.
I don't know why you come back. Personally, I don't know. But you know what? Hey, we do. We're putting on a show, and I'm glad you're here to listen with your ear.
Yes, because if you were listening with your nose, we would have a different kind of problem.
That would be a bit of a problem. Anyway, we're focusing on Bobby G. Griffiths, which we don't know much about, but he had a famous hit in Canada called The Badger Song in the mid-1970s, and he put a whole album out after that called Love and Laughter. And considering some of the cuts on it, I'm going to be laughing a little bit.
Just the names of the songs, really.
Oh, yeah.
Really, truly.
Yeah. He had a dog and a pig coming up shortly, but We're starting off with
if
there ain't no chicken in heaven. Right?
Right here on Cheese, Please.
If there ain't no chicken in heaven, I don't want to go there. If there ain't no chicken in heaven, I don't want to go there.
I love that fowl they call chicken.
No chicken.
There's nothing to compare. I love my chicken, I love it so well. I follow my chicken right down to, well. Some folks got to have money, big cars and everything. All I need to be a happy is a neck bone or a wing. Now I've tried chops, I had some steak and fish, but those are darling little chickens are my favorite dish. If they don't have drumsticks up yonder, I just won't be able to stay. Sorry to tell you, St. Peter, but I'll go the other way. Now I've been thinking when my days are through, if I can't pick chicken, just what would I do? To compare. I love my chicken, I love it so well. I follow my chicken right down to, well, if there ain't no chicken in heaven, I don't wanna go there. I don't wanna go there. I don't wanna go there. Back, 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 back.
What's that?
Back, 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 back.
A chicken.
Come here, chicken.
Nice chicken. Nice chicken. Love that chicken.
We rescued these records from your weird uncle's basement. Cheese, please.
Jiggy Jig said the dog to the pig, I just got paid today. There's a barnyard do, I wanna take you. We'll dance the night away. Hey Jiggy Jig, Mr. Dog said the pig, I'd love to go out tonight. But the cows will talk, the chickens will squawk, you know what the farmer's like. Hey, hey, hey. It's no business of mine. Hey, Jiggy Jig, said the dog to the pig, I'll pick you up at 8. I got a full fruit jar, got the bull's new car, you know I won't be late. Hey, Jiggy Jig, Mr. Dog, said the pig, the duck told me some news. Said he heard from the bee, if you take me, the farmer's gonna fire you. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, Jiggy Jig, dog and a pig, never thought I'd ever. Hey, Jiggy Jig, see a dog and a pig growing out together. Hey, Jiggy Jig, a dog and a pig having a real good time. Whoa, hey, Jiggy Jig, a dog and a pig, to me it looked just fine. It's no business of mine. Hey, Jiggy Jig, said the dog to the pig, let him do what he
cause I don't care. There's a farm somewhere with a place for me and you.
Jeez, please, with Bobby G. Griffiths and a dog and a pig going out. Okay.
Interspecies relationships.
Oh, why? Why the heck not?
I think dogs and pigs get along really well, actually. Okay, now our dog, Ron, wants to date you.
Who brought the pig in here, Daffodil? Really, who bought the pig in here? It's just our dog, Brawn. I didn't know he made pig noises.
No, that was you, and now he wants to date you.
Oh, great. Is he coming over here? Huh?
No, I gave him a cookie.
Well, yeah.
All right, we're way off track here.
I know, my name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, you're listening to Cheese Please, and we got to do this.
Topping the charts at number one is no guarantee that it's good. Sometimes number one means cheesy with a bullet. It's chart-topping cheesies on Cheese Please.
And you have some information on this.
Yes, I have some information on Johnny Wakelin and his famous song Black Superman.
From 1975.
Yes. See, in 1972, Wakelin wrote and recorded a song called The Hungarian Superman, Joe Brugner.
Okay.
As an homage to a Hungarian-born British-Australian boxer.
Okay.
Single never charted.
Okay.
And in 73, he lost twice, once to Muhammad Ali and once to Joe Frazier.
Oh, that sort of single went down in the dumper.
So then Wakelin thought, I'll rework the song as an homage to his rival, Muhammad Ali.
Makes sense.
And in January of 75, the song reached number 7 on the single charts in the UK and Australia.
Wow.
By October of 75, it was number 1 in Canada.
Whoa!
And it spent more than 6 months in the US on the Billboard Hot 100.
So I guess he made a very good decision.
Changing it to Muhammad Ali was obviously the right thing to do.
Yes, and we're going to hear it now on
Cheese Please.
Muhammad Ali, he floats
Catch me if you can. Catch me if you can. I'm Ali. Catch me if you can.
Sometimes I imagine myself as a drifter, seeker of fortune, connoisseur of grape wine, dashing through meadows of yellow and green, trying to catch the impossible dream, leaving the straight life behind. Sometimes my thoughts may find me in Mexico, drinking tequila, going out of my mind, having a ball on a couple of bars, treating the ladies to corn on the cob, leaving the straight life behind. Suddenly all my silly thoughts disappear. She comes to me softly with crackers and beer, winking and blinking and blowing my ear, running away with my mind. It's great to be in love, I'm not really thinking of leaving the straight life behind. I'm just playing a game in my mind. Do 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 do. Once in a while in my mind I go bumming, going to nowhere with no worry of time, running along chasing after a train, humming a song in the sun and the rain, leaving the straight life behind. I can just see me on a tropical island, riding the surf and drinking coconut wine, having me fun with golden girls in the sand, chasing the sun through an innocent land, leaving the straight life behind. Suddenly all my thoughts disappear. She comes to me softly with crackers and beer, winking and blinking and blowing my ear, running away with my mind. It's great to be in love, I'm not really thinking of leaving the straight life behind. I'm just playing a game in my mind. Do 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 do.
Keith, please. Bobby Goldsboro, immortalized as elevator music in a futuristic starship called the Orville, the television series. That's where I heard that from.
And which I thought, is so strange.
I know. I actually watch TV, Daffodil.
Yes, I know.
And it was in a scene in the whole elevator, and I heard, hey, that's sort of cheesy. Maybe we should play it.
And then you have to figure out what it is, and then you have to find it.
That's why IMDb is a wonderful thing.
Yes, it can be.
There we go. And before that, we had Lex Superman and Johnny Wakelin, our chart-topping cheesy this week. My name is Starf Dude.
And I am Daffodil. And once again, your tornado on the radio has wound its way to the end of another episode.
But should we call the Red Cross?
Why?
All those people out there listening to the tornado on the radio are stranded without any power and they need food now.
It's not that kind of tornado.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
We don't knock our radio stations off the air when they play us?
They might want to go off the air when they play us, but we don't knock them off the air.
Oh, I was worried about that. You know, we say tornado, and I think Red Cross and all these people going in there and trying to help all the people stranded because they have their ear to the radio. I just worried about that. But I thank you for your actually relieving me of that anxiety and the stress of
Yes,
that.
Now I want you to have a different kind of anxiety by opening the glove compartment.
Oh, that, yes. I do that every week, yes. Here we go.
There See, we go. Whole different kind of anxiety and stress.
There's no any anxiety and stress anymore. I just relieved it.
Exactly.
We're ending off the show this week with the Morgan Twins and TV Hop. Okay.
Okay.
Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy. Come back next week for additional shenanigans.
At the TV Hop, that's where we're gonna bop. At the TV show, that's where we're gonna go. So put your books away and come along with me. When the light school bells rung, we're gonna have so much fun. Every day about this time, just one thing on my mind. There's just one place to go, and that's to our favorite show. At the TV Hop, that's where we're gonna bop. At the TV show, that's where we're gonna go. So put your books away and do the stroll with me. Tell your mom that we'll be late. We got a very special day, but I bet we can be seen on the TV screen. 'Cause we'll be good and strong to a rocking song. TV Hop, that's where we're gonna bop. At the TV show, that's where we're gonna go. So put your books away and do the stroll with me. It takes music with a beat to satisfy my feet. It takes a girl who knows the score when we're out on the floor. Yeah, one who gets the eye when the cameraman goes by. At the TV Hop, that's where we're gonna bop. At the TV show, that's where we're gonna go. So put your books away and come along with me. And I do the stroll with me.
Please, your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.